Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I was rich, I'd still be with her. Ain't that some?
That's kind of a depressing lyric, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This song's quite depressing.
Yeah.
But that's why it brings us in for Bleep You Thursday. Because it's all about bleep you. And that's what we're going to do. It used to be F you, but we got yelled at about that. So now it's just bleep you.
I feel like this is going to be kind of a dangerous segment, though.
We've been doing it a while. I'll be honest with you, Logan, this is kind of a dangerous show. We live very much on the edges.
Like when you said that, I was like, wow, we're really just going to go for it.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, some ground rules, right? Okay. You need ground rules in life. Don't name specific companies, entities. If a restaurant messed up your order, don't name the restaurant. You know what I mean? Everybody's a potential sponsor. But you can still kind of let loose.
Another ground rule, if your bleep you is to J.P. Finley, you go straight to the top of the list.
That's true. Now, Jeff, in his esteemed call screening, never tells me what the people are going to say, right. So I don't really know.
Right.
But let's start. There's one dude that's mad about roundabouts, so we'll keep it
dude,
going.
Very topical.
Carl is in Fort Meade. Hello, Carl. Who you mad at?
I ain't mad at nobody. I was just wanting to get in on the conversation.
All right.
I was talking about roundabouts and...
Circles.
Roundabouts.
Circles.
Continue.
And y'all asked what was the difference. I know the difference.
Okay.
The difference is the DuPont Circle in D.C. and Logan Circle, they have traffic lights. A roundabout doesn't.
Dude,
a roundabout
look at that.
Merge, that's the difference.
That first caller, is really helpful.
When he was talking about getting in the thing, it is an art tool because most people don't know how to do it. To merge into a roundabout. But a circle got traffic lights you ain't got to worry about.
All right. I love that theoretically, but it's also inaccurate because Westmoreland Circle's right by my house and it doesn't have traffic lights.
No one knows that circle.
It's Massachusetts Avenue.
You just made up that.
It's real.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yo, yes it is. Massachusetts Avenue where D.C. becomes Maryland.
If it doesn't
Mass and Western.
Mass and Western. If it doesn't have a traffic light, then it's considered a roundabout.
Bro, it's Westmoreland Circle.
Dude,
I don't know what to
tell you. That could be the definition. And then colloquially, the community just started calling it Circle because they don't know the difference.
Pierre L'Enfant built that thing in 1780 or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean...
Thank you for the call, dude.
Yeah, Carl, thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Carl. We're getting weird. We're certainly getting weird. Landfill or Jeff, do you guys have any bleep use?
J.P. Finley.
I've been good. What did I do?
Just cause.
Appreciate that. When you got a team like this behind you. Logan, do you have any bleep use? Anything you need to get off your chest?
No, I'm feeling pretty good about everything.
I feel like you don't get too high or too low. You seem a pretty even-keeled fella.
Pretty even-keeled fella.
Much like me.
Yeah, I think playing 10 years in the league just kind of worked all that high-low stuff out. We're pretty even.
Okay.
You know, there's certain things. Talk to the wife about it. I'm like, hey, probably don't need to be that worried about that sometimes.
There you go.
It's my son, same thing. So,
Brian Mitchell and I are both very just even-keeled. No ups, no downs.
Dude, does Brian just monologue for this segment normally?
Nah, occasionally he'll have one, but usually this is a caller-dominated segment, so let me get back to the callers.
Okay.
Miles is in Virginia. Miles, who you mad at?
I got a bleep you from B. Mitch.
Ooh,
so I work at a country club in Ashburn, and we had our employee golf tournament yesterday. And my boss
Eddie Kyle brought B. Mitch and a bunch of scratch golfers and beat the brakes off of everybody.
That sounds about right.
Even close at the turn after the front nine, it was like, why are we even playing?
Well, you still had beer and sunshine, so it wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, it was a nice day, but it was like, come on, we got a bunch of, we don't play golf, we work at a golf place.
All right, man. Thank you, buddy.
And for what go ahead. It's a rotary in Boston.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Rotary circle roundabout.
That was a good call.
Excellent call.
We got Parrothead Drew on line two. What up, Drew? Who you mad at? You're always upbeat.
Hey, JP. I'm mad. I have to say I'm mad and happy at the same thing. I was doing my tailgate shopping today, and I figured it's getting to be the second half of the season, and I needed to restock up on, like, Commander napkins and paper plates and stuff like that for the tailgate. And I got enough.
Where
to
do
get
you go for
this
that?
Sunday,
like Costco?
Yeah, well, you said no names, but there's a big grocery store that starts with a W, and there's a place that specializes in party stuff. And,
okay, gotcha.
You know, and I'm on the border between Ravens and Commanders here in Columbia and Annapolis. And I went to about five stores, and they're out of all their Commander stuff. Mm. And I was like, wow, when is the last time that happened? But so I was upset that I couldn't get it, but I am happy to see, you know, everyone loving the Commanders.
Drew, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You offered to bring us a tailgate. I'm guessing that you've already done your shopping. It's too late. Do you want to bring us a tailgate tomorrow? I think our meeting got canceled.
Oh, man, you're killing me, JP.
Don't worry,
the bridge.
No, don't drive across the bridge. We'll do it another time. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
That was a happy one right there. It's a good one.
Drew's upbeat, dude. He also, like, sold a company for $8 billion or something. So he's chilling.
I'd be pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, me too. The number's approximate.
$8 billion.
Rusty is in Delaware. What up, Rust?
JP!
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, just wanted to say, Logan, thanks for filling in, man. You're awesome, and you do a good job. I love it.
Oh, hey, thank you very much. It's very nice of you.
So my bleep you, I thought I was going to be first. My bleep you was for JP Finley. And
well, my bleep you is for Jeff, because I had no way of knowing that's what you wanted to say.
My wife works for the state of Delaware Department of Transportation.
Oh, good one.
And they are certainly called roundabouts. And if you follow your favorite GPS, your GPS will say, at the next roundabout, take the second exit.
So what does the state of Delaware have to say about DuPont freaking Circle?
This seems like not a question
so
for him. This is a you issue.
DuPont Circle... I was going to say, I used to live on a road called Nightingale Circle, and all it was just a road that went out to the main road again. It was just a circle. So,
yeah, it's not a roundabout. It's a circle.
Roads can be circles, but if they have four exits off of them, they're called roundabouts.
Yeah, Rusty, he's being intentionally obtuse here. So.
I am not. You guys are all nuts. That's what's going on. Thank you, Rusty. You guys are all freaking crazy. If we're going to get crazy, let's go into the deep end of the pool. Hello, Comandante Tequila. How do you do?
I'm pretty good, you guys. How you guys been doing so far?
Good, bud. I don't think you've ever talked to Logan. Say hello to Logan.
I talked to Logan, but he don't remember me. I called him after the game. Logan and Fred Smoot, you know, on the tequila. But, you know, people got lack of memory sometimes.
it's a football problem.
I got two bleep views. One goes to my wife, and another one goes to somebody else. First of all, the one to my wife is she keeps changing the silverware, the plates, the cups. I meant everything from the kitchen. So when you want to go in the kitchen at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning when I get out of work just to make breakfast, I can't find the pots or pans or the plates or spoons.
That's annoying,
or
dude.
Cup.
I hate that stuff.
You know? It's a pain in the ass. This is the fourth time in my 35 years of marriage with her. And my other bleep you is my goat that keeps sleeping next to my door. And I have a hard time getting in the house.
Your dog? What do you say?
No, my goat. I have a couple of goats.
Goat.
I have a farm out here.
He has a farm.
Oh, sorry. That was confusing. That's my bad.
All right, Commander. Well, I'm sorry about the goat. And good luck with the silverware. And as always, thank you for listening and calling. That's Comandante right. Tequila. He's been promoted from commander.
So his wife is moving the silverware in his house? Is that what we understand from that?
That's what we understand from that.
That's an annoying thing.
Martin is in New Jersey. Martin, is your last name Metaphor, or are you in a city called Metaphor? Okay,
no,
what's up?
Well, Metaphor is my Metaphor is the thing, because I'm the hat guy. But anyway, my is to, since you said that no company names, is that soda water company that has a Rookie of the Week award, bleep you to them for not making Jaden 9 out of 9 for the Rookie of the Week. You should have been all 9. You won this week, but they did.
I got to ask you, Martin.
Screwed him a couple weeks. What's up?
My left hand is up on this. I don't care about Rookie of the Week. He's clearly the best rookie.
I know.
He's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Who won Rookie of the Week this week?
I don't know. Did Jaden win it again?
Jaden just won. Yeah, he won it again. It's for me, same thing. It's a no brainer award. They might as well just name it after him now. I want him to get the MVP and Super Bowl MVP.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. How's the hat selling going? People love them.
They're going well. I'm gonna send you guys some more. Maybe Logan wants one. But
you want a JD5 hat? They're pretty dope.
Sure, yeah.
I'll see if I could probably find you a picture of it. I think you'll actually like it. B was wearing one.
Oh yeah.
These hats.
Oh, those are cool, yeah.
Logan wants one. Keep the phone lines going. Our guy Joop is on the line. Joop, who you mad at?
Hey, first of all, I got to bleep everybody in the chat just because. Bleep y'all Bammers. Love y'all. Second bleep
chat
you.
Chat is a wild place.
Second bleep you is for this whole situation that Rev T is dealing with the whole stadium situation. I want to bleep that whole situation. We need Rev T back in the stadium. Free Rev T. All right, fellas.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Logan, I want you to feel at home and just know that you are one of us now.
Uh-huh.
And it becomes very real when I look in the chat and this dude, Sear Titus Jones, says, GTA Grand Theft Auto, I think, said, bleep GTA creators for taking this long to release GTA 6.
Yeah.
And that's what this forum is for. Even though that doesn't impact my life, it impacts his.
Yeah.
But he followed that up by saying, bleep Logan Paulson.
Great. Love it.
That's how you know you're here.
I'm glad. Glad to be here. Feel like I'm part of the community.
I have one.
What?
And I think this is – you have young children. I'm curious if you'll agree with this. I'm not naming names. I'm sure good ones of these exist. But dealing with dental insurance is a freaking nightmare.
Yeah. Not great.
Like, if you're doing anything, so you get 2 free cleanings a year, right? Like, that's what you pay for. Anything beyond that, good luck not getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an outright disaster. My oldest daughter got her braces off.
Oh.
Shout out to Shelby.
Orthodontist.
This is phase one.
I was going to say, you are in for quite the commitment there.
How much have you invested in children's teeth?
More than I'd care to admit.
Yeah, dude. It is
It's phase one. Because you're renting the equipment. Like, you pay for the installation of the product.
Right.
And then you rent it. And it's not cheap on a monthly renting
thing.
And you're like, this is going to be in their mouth for how long?
Dude, you got 8-year-old children with Invisalign where they're not supposed to chew on it or break it or lose it?
Dude, don't.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
We've gotten very good care. Like, they've done a very good job.
It's just expensive.
It's expensive, dude.
It's expensive.
And there's no plan.
She's already got braces. She's 7? No, how old is she?
Nine. This is only phase one.
Yeah.
I've been informed. I fear there's like phases.
Did you do the like crank thing and then the braces and all that stuff?
So it was a little complicated, and we did the Invisalign for a while and then got braces on. And the Invisalign was just at night, which got to be manageable, but it took some real managing. What I can tell you is dealing with dental insurance just sucks in all capacities. I'm not naming any names, but damn, they don't make it easy. Matt is in Ashburn. Matty, who you mad at?
What's going on, guys? Bleep you to whoever decided we got to change our clocks back in an hour to fall and make it start getting dark at 5. Because don't tell me it's because of the farmers, because they work sun up to sun down no matter what the hell time is. So,
I just, yeah, dude.
It's getting dark.
It sucks, and the weather's been so nice. If the weather, if it was still light outside, you could still do cool stuff outside.
Well, just get up earlier.
Yeah, and by the time you get home from work, it's dark, and you can't even sit outside in your balcony and watch the sun go down or anything. You're just ready for dinner, I guess.
He wants to watch the sun go down on his balcony, Logan, and you're just telling him to get up earlier.
Get up earlier. Be a farmer.
You can't watch the sun go down earlier.
No, get up early, go to work early. Work and then leave early.
Some of us don't have that option because it's a time slot.
I already get up early. I work late.
What kills me with daylight savings is that I can't play golf.
Oh yeah, devastating.
Because I can't. You're not getting a tee time before 7 a.m. Probably.
Why not?
That's just generally when they start.
So
you can't just roll up to a golf course.
You know what you should do. This is something that I'm like seriously in on. Okay. Is speed golf? Have you read about this?
I've seen it,
and I think that would
I've
be
never ex- played it.
That would be excellent because you get about an. It takes an hour to get a whole round of golf in. Get them in, take a shower, go home, get to work, get some cardio, get some aerobic fitness.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That's probably not the direction I'm gonna go.
Why not?
I do have a turkey trot coming up that I need to make sure the legs.
How far
still
is
work.
That? How far is that?
3-5K. What's a 5K?
It's 3.2
or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a distance that's fine for me, but I was telling you earlier, this is the time of year where I things fall apart. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Have you been running?
I generally run 6-8 miles a week.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, but yeah. I try to do 2. I'm a treadmill guy. I like having AirPods in and watching television and being stimulated and
just moving.
And letting my body ignore that we're exercising because it's really uncomfortable doing that. Last one of the day, Vinny's in Seat Pleasant. Who you mad at, Vince?
My guys, what's going on, man? I just want to start off by saying it's called a roundabout, JP. I don't know what you're talking about. It's called a roundabout.
It's
DC, they do have circles, though. I can't lie. DC, they do
Thank
have
you.
Circles. But in the same sense, man, bleep you to the people who cannot drive in these circles, bro. I mean, you have to be a professional to drive in these circles. If people be trying to get over the wrong way, no traffic, no turning signal. Believe you to the people who created this contraption. Why do you think this can't go straight? Why we can't go straight left and right? I mean, it's just terrible, man. So believe you to the people who cannot drive in this contraption. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Good call right there. Another rousing edition of Bleep You Thursday in the books.
A lot of roundabouts in there, too.
I can't.
I feel good about it.
I am stunned by the amount of roundabout versus circle.
Maybe you've been living in a simulation this whole time. Maybe.
I am just most stunned how many people are incorrect, frankly.
At some point, it's got to be obvious to you that you're the one that's incorrect.
I don't believe I am. I mean, it's called DuPont Circle. Like, keep telling me it's called something else. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Logan Paulson in for B. Logan? I think it's going to be Coleman for most of the game again at left tackle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luke's still working back from the ankle. He's been on the injury report. Listen, Coleman played really well last week against a guy like Brian Burns. Brian Burns ain't T.J. Watt.
No.
What? How difficult is that matchup for a rookie?
It's going to be really tough. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they do, the Steelers I'm talking about. You know, T.J. Watt traditionally rushes on the defensive left, offensive right, so he'd usually line over Wiley, but they have been moving him around a little bit more this year to kind of find the fish, as they call it, find that weak matchup. So I think it's going to be really tough. I think one of the things that Coleman struggles with is sometimes his punch timing. Sometimes he's a little bit top-heavy with his punch. He's gotten way, way better at it. But T.J. Watt is, you know, best pass rusher, second best pass rusher at the edge position in the NFL, maybe behind Myles Garrett, depending on your flavor.
And they went up against Garrett already this year, you know?
Yeah, and I think you got to just give a lot of credit to Cliff.
You think we see a lot of 12?
I think you'll see a lot of chip. It's like chip help, tight ends to his side. I think you'll see a lot of stuff like that. And again, the other thing, too, is you can't get a sack on the quarterback when you're running the football. So if you can get that done, insulate that player, give him some help, send him some slides. I also like some of the stuff they've done with some kind of pseudo play action guard pull stuff in empty or 11 personnel, which has been pretty cool to see. So Cliff's done a great job kind of throwing some different pitches at these edge rushers, and that's why you see guys like Myles Garrett, you know, Dexter Lawrence not having big days because they're running the football effectively, and they're coming up with some varied protection plans.
I think the protection plans have been key. I think you've got physical backs willing to engage when they do go chip. And, you know, I think it was B-Rob on with the Junkies earlier this week said how he loved the chance to mix it up with Myles Garrett, and they'll get that chance again this week. You know, B-Rob should be back. All signs point to him being back. I'm guessing we'll get to talk to him in the locker room here in probably a little over an hour. But joining us now, Peter Rosenberg, our dear friend from ESPN New York, lifelong Commanders fan, was in Baltimore for that game. Peter, what up, dude?
Hey there. How you doing? Hi. How's everyone doing?
We're good, man. Peter, I don't know if you know Logan Paulson. B is out for a couple days. Logan's joining us, kind enough to give us some time for the last couple days. We were just talking.
How you doing?
Great, man. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
So I want to ask you this. I want to get – you work in sports. Like, you understand things on the 30,000-foot level, but you're also just a crazy burgundy and gold fan. Cliff Kingsbury earlier today said that T.J. Watt is keeping him up at night. Like, he's legit shook about T.J. Watt. How nervous are you about that matchup?
Well, I mean, listen, I anytime you're playing against someone who's just that good and disruptive and dangerous, yeah, it's certainly something you have to be thinking about, you know, particularly when you have a quarterback who is so important to the success of this team. By the way, how's Marcus Mariota feeling? He's good?
Yeah, he seems totally fine.
Okay, good. Good, good. Just making sure. That could be a little thing that I could see derailing a season. That, like, you don't want to ever end up in a spot where you have to go to your number two guy. As we saw, he was so big in that Carolina game. It's so important to have that. But, yeah, no, it keeps me up. He's really, really good, you know, and I'm glad to know he's keeping Cliff Kingsbury up at night. He should be, and the fact that Cliff Kingsbury is that kind of guy seemingly is part of the reason why this year's been so good so far. So, listen, I'm nervous about this game, but I like the Commanders on Sunday. I do, and I still think Vegas is sort of disrespecting this team.
What makes you nervous about the game?
It's just a real step up competition-wise. I mean, if you really look at what has happened so far with this Commander season, it's been amazing, and it's also been sort of laid out by the gods. I mean, we lost to the Bucks, turned out to be a pretty good team, managed just to get by the Giants without scoring a touchdown, beat the Bengals in a great game before we knew the Bengals were going to struggle the entire first half of the season. Got the Cardinals before the Cardinals looked like the Cardinals. Although maybe that one's misleading, right? Because maybe we were just that good that week. But then you talk about, you know, the Browns, Panthers, Bears, Giants. These are not world beaters. And the one team that's very good we lost to by a touchdown in Baltimore. So, listen, Pittsburgh's a real team. The next 2 weeks are by far the litmus test for this team. Like, are the Commanders a really fun story and a team that can make the playoffs? Or are they a team, particularly with the addition of Marshon Lattimore this week, that people have to go, oh, my God. No, this is a team that might compete for the NFC. I think we'll learn a lot about that with two really well-coached one really well-coached team this weekend and two really talented teams over the next 2 weeks.
For sure. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97, ESPN New York, 8 billion jobs. Follow him at Rosenberg Radio. I don't know that – I want to let you react to the Lattimore news. It was probably the biggest move at the deadline. Maybe not the biggest, but a really big one. He gives them something they don't have, a true star, you know, CB1 shutdown kind of guy. It's starting to look to me, at least, that he's not playing this week. He didn't practice yesterday. It doesn't look, at least the portion open to media today, he didn't practice. Got to talk to him in the locker room yesterday, and he kind of made it clear, I'd like to go. We got to go through all the evaluations, talk to the medical people. But how excited were you, and what do you think this does for Washington?
Well, I mean, listen, we all watched the Giants game last week, right? I mean, this is the one spot that you know this team needed help. And there are a couple of guys who really, to me, have exceeded expectation so far, right? And you know, I love Benjamin St. Juice. This is going to help him get to a better better position. Forbes has shown glimpses so far this year. But, like, you know, we've talked about this many times. This defense is not a super, super stacked defense with talent. And in Lattimore, you get a guy who, if not for the injury issues the last couple of years, is in the conversation for the best at the position in the league. So, you hope it immediately makes an impact whenever he can get on the field. And by having him there, it puts other people in positions they should be in and just makes it a more stout defense. But also, I just love – it's just another Adam Peters being Adam Peters. Like, you're dealing picks that you got this summer to make immediate impact at the trade deadline. That's called what real football teams do. And we have not done things like that for 20 years.
Yeah, and obviously this move kind of indicates that they, you know, could potentially see themselves as making a playoff push. Like, where do you see this team's at in regards to that?
Well, yeah, they clearly do see it that way, Logan. That is how I read into that too. They think why not this year?
Do you think that too is kind of what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Okay. Got to rewire that Redskins fan brain, dude. It's hard. It's hard to allow your mentals to be like, yeah, this team is serious to be reckoned with.
Well,
you know.
Well, the question is okay. So let's just talk about who do I absolutely think is better in the conference. The only team I can say that I know is a level up in the conference is Detroit, in my opinion, guys, after watching them for the last 2 years. That is a very serious and ready right now football team on both sides of the ball. After Detroit, guys, there's not a team that scares me. So you're talking about Philadelphia, you're talking about Minnesota, Green Bay, Atlanta, Tampa, Arizona. None of those teams scare me. So long way of answering your question, Logan, as I work it out in my head is, yeah, I absolutely feel this team should be playing the second weekend of the playoffs. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that we're playing Detroit for the NFC Championship. I don't see why that's not a possibility.
I think you're right. And we just have to, like, be comfortable saying it. I think everybody here is like, oh man, it's been so bad for so long and things go wrong and all that. And at some point we've all got to recognize collectively new day in Ashburn, new situation, new ownership. They're about to bring us media food. Like, everything is new out
here. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out.
Well, we get media food Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Send me a picture. I want to see what the meal looks like before I celebrate too hard, but
bro, I could read you the menu today.
There's a menu? Oh, my God. This is like flying JetBlue Mint. What do you got?
Yo, so here's what they've done. On Wednesdays, one of their big sponsors, Paisano's, brings in subs and pizza. On Thursdays, they let us have the food the players eat. Chef Connor's.
Crushing it.
It's phenomenal. All right, ready?
Here we go.
Shrimp. Miso koji butter chicken.
Okay.
Jasmine rice with peas and corn. Chili crisp. Escarole? I don't even know what that is. Escarole?
It's good.
There's more things I don't know how to say. Mushroom and indusia sausage pasta, coconut curry with chicken, and he makes chocolate chip cookies.
I think it's andouille. Is it andouille?
Nah, dude. This word is N-D-U-J-A.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. I'll text it to you so you have it.
Wow.
Just this, so you know, no, I'm not crazy.
By the way, though, we're joking, but, like, it's big boy. It's adult stuff to treat the people who cover you this way. Like, right. That's just, you know, and they're doing things that adults do. Like, it's just up and down. It's such a great thing to see, man. It's a small thing, but it's great to hear. And the truth is, none of those teams, when I read through them, the only one that makes me go, I guess the only two games that would make me go gloop would be a playoff game with Detroit and, just on the principle of it, a playoff game with Philly. Like, those would both be scary propositions to me. But games with Minnesota, Atlanta, Tampa, Arizona, the Rams, those are all games, guys, that I would go into it expecting the Commanders to win. The other two, Detroit and Philly, I would expect us to have a chance. So why not start treating this season like it could be something special? But again, think about how different our conversation would be if they were to get trounced at home against Pittsburgh like old times. And you look up and there's, I know that we have our Commanders towels this week. You look up, you see nothing but terrible towels and they lose, you know, 27-10. We'll have a different conversation. That's why I think this is just a big litmus test weekend.
I'm with you, and I don't see that happening. Also, did you see that they are rolling out the burgundy towels and it was B's idea?
That was B's idea?
Yes. He said it on their postgame show, and they're like, that actually makes a lot of sense. It'll be burgundy and gold in there.
Got a lot of pull, that guy.
Yeah. Just take 2 days off in the middle of football season. all right. I've been gassing you up. Nothing but positive stuff. Do you want me to pull one little thread that might make you feel a little neurotic?
Is it about Siebert?
Yes, dude.
Ooh.
That's a good pull. Siebert. I don't like seeing kickers
it's one of those
on the injury
report. I keep going back and forth on, no matter how many times I read it. Yes.
What's the deal with Siebert?
Siebert did not practice yesterday.
What?
He was a DNP yesterday with his right hip. I don't like seeing kickers on the injury report.
Don't love it. Don't love
it. No, you don't. You don't love that. And you know, listen, being in New York, I've seen two teams who kind of both suck anyway, but get ravaged by not having kicking. Right, the Giants and Jets have been brutalized by kicking. And he's been so money. Like every time we have a drive that stalls out, and I think we all three of us would probably agree if we were to nitpick the offense, that's the main issue, right? These drives that start great that we struggle to close in the red zone. Siebert has bailed us out a million times by nailing everything inside 50 yards. So, yeah, it's a little scary. What do they have? What do they have just in case?
Probably not address it yet. If you see them add a kicker to the practice squad, means this is more serious than not. Could it just be a rest day, basically, and they put something down on the sheet? Don't worry yet. I'll text you if you need to worry.
Thank you. But by the way, and that is a serious thing, and it shouldn't be downplayed. But if that is our main thing to worry about this week, we're doing pretty good for week 10. Let's be real.
That's true. Peter, we appreciate you, buddy.
Guys, it was a pleasure. Let's go. We watched so many brutal Steelers games in Washington. Let's have a glorious win this weekend with lots of Commanders fans there. It would be tremendous. And I'll see you home for the Dallas game in a couple weeks.
Look forward to it, man. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg at Rosenberg Radio. Obviously, we're all gearing up for Commander Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock. But don't you forget, Thursday Night Football tonight, and it's a doozy. Cincinnati-Baltimore coming tonight on Thursday Night Football. Let's take a look at some of the same-game parlay props on the ESPN Bet app. You got plenty of options. You can go Bengals. You can go Ravens. You got so many big-time offensive weapons in this thing. But here's a parlay for you. You go Zay Flowers over the 50. That Bengals defense stinks. You go Jamar Chase over the 70 receiving yards. Here's what we know about the Ravens. They can score on anybody, but they don't cover all that well. Chase is an absolute weapon. And what does Derrick Henry always do? He scores. You parlay Zay Flowers over 50 receiving yards, Jamar Chase over 70 receiving yards, and a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown score. You parlay those three plus 220. That's really, really good for three things that sure seem like they're going to happen. I'm telling you, that's a good parlay. They got plenty of options. Download the ESPN Bet app and claim a 30% profit boost to use on your same game parlay for tonight's game. Odds and lines are all subject to change. You must be 21 plus and present within the state of Maryland or Virginia to participate. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Been a fun week, man. We had the trade deadline Tuesday. Logan Paulson joining us the last couple days.
Man, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man. It was fun. When CK asked me, he's like, hey, B's out the next couple days. Would you want to have Logan? I was like, sure. And I thought he meant, like, for an hour.
Yeah.
What have you thought of 2 days in the salt mines here?
I think you do a great job with this of kind of making it fun and fresh, and it doesn't feel like 4 hours, which is a testament to the conversational nature of the show.
If you want to do it in studio, is a little bit of a wilder ride.
I bet.
Because Jeff is frequently practicing his sexrobics while we're in segment.
Sexrobics.
Yeah. It's something. You should. There's probably a website. I wouldn't Google it on a work
yeah,
computer.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that on a work computer.
Marshawn Lattimore gets here Wednesday morning. Didn't practice yesterday. Doesn't look like he practiced today. Maybe he'll do stuff once the media leaves. You always got to allow for that possibility. What does your spidey sense say about him playing this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know anything for sure, but the fact he didn't practice yesterday and the fact that he didn't practice today, at least when the media was out there, I think is somewhat telling that that hamstring might be more significant than a Davante Adams hamstring.
Right.
So, and again, that's fine. And I think this staff has done a great job of handling that stuff. And obviously, we got to kind of let the week play out and see, you know, if he does do something when the media's not there today or potentially tomorrow. But that would be something on my radar that I'm just kind of like, probably doesn't bode well, super well for Sunday. I mean, you probably feel the same way, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're the best in the biz.
You're very kind.
Or the medium, you know, like the middle of the business, the roundabout of the business.
So wait, I went from the best to being the median to the roundabout?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. We haven't really been doing Herded Here First this week just because of the trade deadline and then whatever. But let's all make a pick. Jeff left, correct? Landfill?
Yeah, no one knows where Jeff is.
Jeff apparently is going to New Jersey.
Do we need to send out a search party for Jeff?
Or? I better send it to New Jersey.
Yeah, so we know where he's going.
He'll be okay, but he is gone. He did disappear.
He's like a magician in that way.
Oh, really?
Landfill, I just want you to know how much I appreciate Logan really buying in to the vibe of the show and getting here like 45 seconds before we start.
Yeah,
he's one of us. Yeah, I mean, dude, you should come in one day in studio and just see that operation.
Just the last possible second.
Yeah, I mean, I like to take it to the limit, and you were right there with me. Let's all make a prediction for Bengals-Ravens.
Ooh. Who's going first?
You can.
All right, I'm gonna go 34-27 Baltimore.
Okay, Landini?
I think the Bengals are going to take a lead. They'll be winning up until about the start of the fourth quarter, and then the Ravens will just score like three consecutive touchdowns.
Wow.
All right. Pair of Ravens wins. I will zag then. Give me the Bengals. A little bit low scoring.
Really? You don't mean that.
I do.
You're doing a bit.
I'm not. Okay. 27-25.
That'd be a great game.
Yeah. Bengals win. Thank you to everybody for listening to the program today. Thank you to Ray Fittipaldo for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to Logan for joining us. Thank you to Jeff for leaving early. Grant and Danny come your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.